So again, we're looking at this straight line element here. I've taken this slightly off, so we've got more leverage as we're coming in.
The Peddler's Arms is a bicycle cooperative run by volunteers in Leeds, where you can learn how to fix your bike. And volunteers at the space are there to help you with questions and bike fixing tasks, all with the ethos that learning together can be more fun, engaging, and empowering than just finding someone to do it for you for a fixed price. The space is based on Mabgate Green near the Playhouse.
I'm in the Peddler's Arms in Leeds, and it's a DIY bike space, would you say?
Sort of a DIY space, but we also teach you how to fix your bike.
And I'm standing here with
Stuart
and
Zach.
I've just come to fix my bike.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with your bike?
My other bike was fairly well destroyed. Crashed it.
Oh.
So I'm rebuilding it with a new frame.
Cool. So you're doing a lot of work then on your bike here.
Well, everything you're seeing is new, really.
Oh, okay. Well, then it looks like you're almost done.
Getting there, yeah. It's quite an exciting moment. It's starting to look like a proper bike.
Have you learned anything today?
Yeah, loads of things. Yeah, I learned about STI gears, like brakes and gears. I've got them now, so that's a whole new world for me. So I learned how to look inside them.
Okay. And do you know how to index gears as well?
Not this kind, so okay. That's going to be a new experience.
So that's a new thing. Cool.
System Total Integration stands for, basically means a Shimano combined brake gear levers system, and indexing gears means making sure that the clicks on the gear shifter correspond to the spaces on your rear cog. So I'm sitting here with
Nikolai.
And you are one of the volunteers at the Peddler's Arms. And so tell us about the history of the Peddler's Arms. How long has it been around? How did it come together? Why? What's the inspiration for it?
Different people in the group have probably come up with like slightly different histories. We've been going for about a year and a half, and I think the idea probably kick-started when I came back from the States and I was hanging out in bike co-ops there. And I was like, wow, there's this whole network of bike co-ops. They're all really fun. It's really exciting. Why don't we have something like that in Leeds? Came back and emailed some friends and I was like, oh yeah, we did kind of had something like that in Leeds. And there were two people, Bill and Jess, who had something kind of similar, an oblong social centre called Cranks. But that stopped existing because Oblong stopped existing. And emailed around and said, it'd be really cool if we had a bike project, and it doesn't matter that much if you don't know anything about bikes. It's much more about wanting to help and chat to other people and like learn from other people and help other people learn. So we all got together. We all got together and thought, hey, this is great. This is really exciting. It'd be good to have a space and share skills. And once we're up to a level where we feel confident opening the doors and having members of the public come in, then we did.
Tell us about some of the challenges that the Peddler's Arms faces.
So we're really pro hands-off kind of teaching. So that would be someone comes in and we help them fix up their bike rather than us fixing it for them. Now, some of the challenges can be someone comes in, doesn't really want to fix their bike, they've got broken brakes, and you really want that bike fixed because that's a danger issue. And it's really hard to not be like, oh, I'll just fix those brakes for you, especially if they're just, oh, I've got to go. And you just want to fix it for them, and they want you to fix it for them. So it seems silly that you're not just fixing it for them. But in reality, that would mean that we end up just being a cheap bike shop. Mm-hmm. And we're then exploiting ourselves and we're not doing any of our aims, because our aims aren't, well, not having cyclists die because they've got crap brakes probably does fit in our aims. But our aims are to like get people to be able to fix up their own bikes and to make them, well, to leave them in a state where they go away going, wow, I fixed up my bike. I did this. Or just in a state where they're like, oh, that was a cool place. I knew how to fix my bike and I was given the space to do it. Mm-hmm. And if you go along and keep on fixing things for people. You just leave them in a state of dependence, and it's not as fun and not as exciting, and they come to expect that, and you come to treat them in that way. And I think that's a really bad dynamic. So not fixing people's bikes is one of the harder challenges, because as a bike co-op, that might be what you want to do and they want you to do, but that's not what we're actually about.
Yeah.
Some of the other challenges are different levels of skill amongst the mechanics who work there, making sure that it doesn't just become a place where boys play with bikes is really important, because it's quite easy. There are lots of bikes and there are lots of boys, and lots of boys like playing with bikes, and that's cool, but that's, if that becomes the vibe of the place, then we've failed. And we're all aware that we want to not just be that, we want to be like mixed in many different ways, and not just focusing on like, oh, look at all this suspension, look at all this, and just be a really macho space.
Yeah.
Because power tools and like grease is already seen as, has macho connotations in our culture, and
yeah,
like
getting dirty, fixing things using tools. Yeah,
but they don't have to be.
Yeah,
at all. So
it's cool. Like, yeah. Well, I'll just jump in here and say that I use an ankle grinder on my bike for the. I use an ankle grinder for the first time, and very much encouraged to do it myself, and it was kind of scary, but I'm really glad I did it, because next time I pick up an ankle grinder, I'll know how to use it, and I won't be intimidated by it. But
at all?
Well, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. The sparks and the noise are quite intense. But yeah, what's really cool about the project is exactly what you're saying. You're not just looking at this as a bike fixing and solution kind of to your bike problem space, but you're also looking at the social context and the gender issues around bikes and bike fixing, and
see bikes as a vehicle to bring all these like discussions out. Because if you tried to talk to lots of people who use the space and were like, I have this kind of politics, I personally find that very off-putting anyway, and I think they would. Whereas if you're being hands-off and helping them learn stuff, then you enter into a much more balanced relationship with them, where you chat anyway, and this stuff kind of comes out. Like, why do you do it like this? And we can explain. And it's not us telling them why we do it, it's them wanting to know. And yeah, that's really nice. You get really good interactions like that.
To end, is there anything informational like that you want to throw out there?
I'd say maybe more important for Dissident Islands broad listening group is the fact that there's a network of bike co-ops in the UK. Wherever you live, there's a bike co-op that's probably not too far away. Like, there's plenty in Bristol, in Birmingham, in Leeds. Really nice one open up in Lancaster, Manchester, Newcastle, Edinburgh, Glasgow. Yeah, London, Brighton, you know, Swindon. You know, there are quite a few like nice ones. Go check them out, have a look on our website or some other websites for links to other ones, and we'll try and make sure that we try and get a vaguely comprehensive list.
How long have you been coming here?
This is the second time I've used it.
Okay.
But I've been a member for a while.
Okay.
But yeah, I've kind of, my last bike I did quite a big job on it, so it was good to be able to come down and just have experienced people here, who know what they're doing and have all the right tools and everything.
And Stuart is a bike mechanic in the Peddler's Arms. What is this space besides being a place where you can come and fix your bike? You
can buy some second-hand parts, you can ask to order brand new parts.
Okay.
You cannot, unfortunately, lend tools because they might start to not come back. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're willing to give anybody any advice about their bike. We're happy to see people ride out with a fixed bike, with coming in with a broken one and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's really good to educate people on how to fix them, because, I mean, if there were more places like this, we wouldn't have to have so many bike shops.
Yeah. Like, so what would you say is wrong with a bike shop in comparison to a space like that?
Well, me personally, some bike shops have sabotaged my bike.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been really unhappy about that.
Sabotaged as in, like, replaced parts with shitty ones? Or
or not replacing them.
But
I'm
like,
just telling you they've replaced them.
Oh, that's crap. That's really crap, and then they charge you loads of money for that.
I was charged £70 to change a really nice bottom bracket, and it turns out that they didn't change it at all. 3 months later, it exploded, and I fitted a new one myself.
Yeah. So was that one of the experiences that put you on the journey to DIY or die, kind of?
It sort of did, yeah, and I've made my own business doing it as well. If you're going to fix someone's bike, let's try and fix it properly. I mean, we need more cyclists, so let's not rip them off.
How do you think the way that people go about fixing their bikes here, do you see there is a difference between someone just dropping their bike off at a store or coming and actually getting involved in the fixing bit?
It's really easy to drop your bike off at a shop and say, fix that for me, mate. I'll be back in a couple of days, whatever. I mean, here, you get to experience what's going on. If you like your bike so much and it costs you loads of money, it's probably a good idea to see what's going on with it as well.
Mm-hmm. But that's also
There's a lot of reasons to see your bike getting fixed, I reckon. Like sending your car to a mechanic shop and then being able to see it get fixed, rather than see him driving around in it when you're not there.
Although the difference between bikes and cars is that bikes are a lot easier, I think.
They're not a lot easier. No, they're not.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like
it's easy. You can learn it all, don't get me wrong, but they're not easy. That's why people take them to bike shops. If they were so easy, why would people take them to a bike shop?
That's a good point. Everyone has to kind of build up to up their skill
and
level.
This is a place where you can come and you can get tutorials and hopefully be able to fix your own bike in the future. And maybe others.
And so if people want to use this space, do you do donations or like I hear you have memberships?
We run off like per session donation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can join for like £15 to £20 a year, which is invaluable really. It's really good. It's a really good source of mechanics information, the actual environment. So it's all good.
Cool. And I'll ask you one last question. If you could give listeners out there, particular ones that ride bikes, obviously, three tips that they should always look out for in terms of taking care of their bikes.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Really, especially in the winter time.
There's loads of muck and crap on the roads.
And what happens to the bike then?
Well, all that salt and dirt and whatever flicks up onto the bike, causes erosion, gets into your gears and makes nasty things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping it clean is keeping it clean and well oiled. That's my first point.
Yeah.
Right. That's just your bare minimum. You need to do that, I think. Number two is make sure your brake pads are okay. If you can't stop, then you should be on the bike. You know, you're going to wear your trainers down if you don't.
Yeah.
And number three, make sure you're visible on the road. Make sure you've got some lights.
Okay.
For more information, go to www.peddlers-arms.org and you can email them at info@peddlers-arms.org.